Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Has that package arrived okay?
Yep. We got one just now.
Okay.
Bill, my not regular driver, delivered it. And then my other one is sitting on Richard's truck, so we'll see if Richard has got it today.
Okay. Yeah, I saw there was just an email from my shipping department that said there was a package delivered at 2:40, so.
Yep, that was the
Okay.
first one. That was
Okay.
the one that Richard, that's the one Richard kept pulling on and off this truck and not telling anybody.
Gotcha. Oh, so the infamous driver, his name is Richard.
His name is Richard, and
Go
I mean to tell you,
figure. Are you making that up, or is that what you name?
no,
Is
I'm being
that his real
serious.
name? Oh, so it is
No. Yeah. Well, he goes
Dick.
by Richard, but we all call him Dick now. But yeah, matter of fact, I told Connor, I said, Connor, I need to show you something. I said, today we're going to be getting a package from Richard. You cannot say a word, not a word to him. If you're out here on the floor, that's fine, but you don't say anything to him. I said, I don't need to go through this shit again.
Yeah, right.
I'm wondering if they have actually maybe put him on probation because it's right here at Christmas time. Because the owner of that FedEx, because that FedEx ground company, that's a subcontractor, okay? Well, we know the guy that owns it, okay? He was a customer of ours till he moved to South Carolina. Wayne is his name. He called Eddie last night, wanting to know why Eddie didn't call him about Richard, what was going on.
Oh, really? Oh, wait,
Oh.
he was wondering why Eddie didn't reach out to him? Well, why
Yeah,
would, oh,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, because Eddie, so it was funny because it all started about this time yesterday. Eddie finally got somebody at the station to help him out with this package that we know was sitting up there,
Right.
okay? And we got the station manager finally. We got Richard's boss, basically. And I mean, nobody knew. Nobody up there knew he was doing this.
Nobody at
Is
FedEx
that?
did, really,
No.
or
I mean, if
whatever,
at the state,
whatever subcontractor there.
at the
Okay,
station,
so basically,
yeah. Well,
he was probably scanning the package like he normally does, and then just put through it through in the back, right?
security.
Is that?
Well, actually, no. What he was doing is when it was getting scanned and it was put on his truck, he was pulling it and throwing it in the security bin and not telling anybody.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Nobody at the FedEx station knew what was going on with my package. Didn't even know he was doing that. And Eddie told him, said, Richard told me Friday he's pulling it off the truck and throwing it and leaving it at the station. She said, what? She said, he can't do that. He said, well, that's what he told me he's doing. So I want to know why you all haven't contacted me so I can come up there and at least pick it up. You're costing me money now. So yeah, it was crazy. And then she started going back through and she said, because we are a business, it doesn't matter. Like your package that you all just sent, that we just got, if you track it, like if I track it through the 800 number of FedEx, it says no signature required. But she told us that because we are a business, it doesn't matter if it says that or not. They have to get a signature. Okay?
Okay, yep.
She asked Eddie if he has ever signed for a package on Richard's pad on his, and he said, no, never. Ever since he's taken over, we've never signed for a package because he told us we didn't have to. She started looking and she started seeing how he was signing the packages, and he cannot do that. It's actually a fireable offense, but Wayne, who owns that branch, told Eddie, it's Christmas. He doesn't really want to fire him right yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right,
He needs
exactly.
all the help he can get. So I don't know if maybe Wayne put him on probation for 30 days or if they're trying to build a case until they can get through Christmas. I don't know. All I know is we're going to see him today. This should be fun. And he's 22
Okay.
years old.
He didn't send. Okay, I thought you meant he was the guy that came through the first round. That was your other guy
Nope.
that just dropped off the other
No.
package.
Yeah,
Okay,
that was Bill. That was Bill.
so he will be around later this afternoon. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh,
We
gosh.
this ought to be fun. This ought
Yeah.
to be fun. You know?
Eh,
I'll
whatever.
let
Just
you know.
hopefully it'll
You know what?
nothing more than him handing it to you. Thank you. That's it.
Do you know what? That's all I care about. Just get me my packages. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't be a little jerk. But anyway, for some reason, if I don't receive it today, I can hear Eddie tomorrow.
Yeah.
He may go to Stanton tomorrow.
Let's hope it shows up today and there's no issues whatsoever.
I'll text you as soon as I get it.
I'll let you know.
Oh, and I know this is the last week of fantasy, and Eddie's like, he's crying because he's kicked out of the playoff situation.
I'm hanging on. I've got an outside shot here.
I don't. I'm toast.
I'm like 50-50. I need to win first and foremost. But I also need a little bit of help coming from hopefully Cassidy knocking off Connor. That's really my ticket.
Her and my sister have been unstoppable.
I know. They've been really good. They've had some great teams.
Right. So
yep. Or you to beat Whitney.
I either need
Whitney or Connor to lose and me to win.
Well, I don't know that I can beat Whitney either.
Well,
not in luck. I don't know. My players, I've been pissed off at them. They aren't performing. They're not performing. I'm just like, okay. You know, my best kicker, it's a bye week. I'm like, of course it is. Of course.
Hopefully Gibbs scores 60 for you again. Or actually, no, I do not want that. I do not want that. Not at the expense of the Cowboys playing them tomorrow night. So no, I don't want Gibbs to go up.
that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
Hell of a game, man.
I know. And what was my score in that game, Tom? On that week?
I think you cleared 200, didn't you?
I did. I did, Tom. And who was I playing?
Oh man, I don't know. Some slab up in New York.
Right. Some Yankees. What can I say? But anyway, all right. Well, good luck. But I'll text you whenever if we receive. I'll text you one way or another if I got my package or not. How about that?
That works. Sounds good.
All right, Tom. Go have all a right. good one, sweetie. Okay.
All right. You too, Barbara.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.